sweet new one from Alien Nose Job called Act Different. Oh, where's my notes here? Yeah, that's off of the Derivative Sounds of or A Dog Always Returns to Its Vomit. That is to be put out in October, near the end of October this year. And they've been just releasing little teasers here and there. So that's an album that's probably going to be pretty good. It's a bit of a departure from their sound that they were doing in the previous one. That sounds really nice, though, I thought. And if you don't know who they are, Alien Nose Job comes from, I think they're out of Victoria, Australia. So many good bands come from Australia. What is it? Well, I guess you could say that about probably every place on Earth. I'd like to see some data, actually. Where do the best bands come from? Then, of course, that's a subjective opinion. But Salt was the song by Institute that we heard previous to that last one. It comes off of their album Salt EP. It's just an EP, actually, not a full album. They're from Austin, Texas, and they put that one out in 2014. I definitely want to hear more of their stuff. I kind of found them just by wormholing my way through the algorithms. Blue Skies Over the Ocean, a band called, I was just looking up how to say vowels with umlauts, and actually I didn't get to figure it out yet. I don't know what an A does. Okay, hold on. The A with an umlaut indicates a change in the sound that makes it sound familiar to eh, like bed. Okay, let's try it. So the band's called Diet. Yeah, well, I'm gonna go with that because it's an A umlaut, D-I-A umlaut T. They're from Berlin. Diet. Positive Energy is the title of the release, which was put out in 2015. And here's some notes I copied from Bandcamp, I think, about how that was their debut full album. And yeah, brought together by a shared enthusiasm for bleak UK punk and a history of playing in hardcore bands. All right, fine. Oh, and they say that their sound, they describe their sound as tough new wave. That works for me. All right, let's get into the next set here, and of course I'll be back afterwards unless something were to happen. I mean, if we did get hit by a meteorite, I guess the show would be over, but I should be back after this. Which way am I? They fight. Ernesto by Baby J. They're out of Edmonton, and that came off of Venera, which was put out in 2017. Before that one, Gray Area, a song by Dumb out of Vancouver, and that's off of Pray for Tomorrow. They put that out in November last year. Song before that one, Divine Maskus, a song by The Breeders, sort of like a, well, they're going to put it out with the 30th anniversary reissue of The Last Splash, which comes out, which actually came out yesterday. This version of Divine Hammer, I guess, when they asked Jay Maskus to do some guitars for them for that song, and what they got back from him was a full cover of the song, and they thought it was very cute, but they didn't use it back then, like in the first release of The Last Splash, but it will be released as part of this reissue. Which Way Am I? Song by Tough Age out of Vancouver, and that's off of their newest Waiting Here. They put that out this summer, and I saw them actually recently open for Sleeping Promises at the Wise Hall. That was a very good show. So yes, always happy to play local music on WaveStation. If you have any suggestions, why don't you hit me up on my Instagram, WAVYWAVE Station. That's WAVYWAVE Station. On the old, you know, shouldn't have even named it because I do not like, this is an ad-free station, right? As you might have noticed, it's basically, it's music, and it's me blathering. I'm supposed to be playing PSAs, and I'm getting away with not doing it. I don't know why. Really, someone should crack down on me. But I'll tell you a PSA just right off the top of my head, and this is my favorite one to tell. Basically, if you like doing radio or if you're interested at all in helping radio happen, mosey on down to the station up on Burnaby Mountain. All you have to do is get the gumption and walk your feet into the front door and just say hello. And when you're in there, people will be quite friendly, and all you have to kind of say is, I'm interested in helping out. That's basically what I did. I had been, I was up there on campus. I was going to school. And so I walked in there one day and I was just like, I'd like to get involved. How can I help? And then soon enough, they were saying, can you please fill in for us for the show? And then I did that a few times. I was nervous. I was very, very nervous. I thought, what do I have to offer? That's honestly, everybody's perspective on music is interesting. If they're passionate, this interesting, it's going to be interesting to someone anyway. And yeah, there's room for programmers. There's room for people to assist with programming. I'd love an assistant, so if you like what I'm doing and you think you know how you can help make it better, please let me know. Yeah, so there's my plug. Just do radio. Just get involved if you want to. Okay, did I tell you everybody? Yes, I did. Let's get into our next set. We're getting to the top of the hour, but I'll talk about it. Well, okay, we got 4 minutes to the top of the hour. It is the time that I should be saying, you're listening to 90.1 FM. This is Campus Community Radio from CJSF, Simon Fraser University. We're ad-free. We are broadcasting on the unceded ancestral and traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We're happy to be here and honored to be given this opportunity to emit airwaves. It's kind of a... I love radio. I've always loved radio. And since I was a child, I have basically toyed with making my own radio shows since I was a young kid, playing with the microphone plugged into the all-included stereo system that we had there, like the all-in-one with the turntable and the tuner and the tape decks. I would put in a blank tape. I would do like mixing by scratching around through like radio stations, and I would kind of make noise with the sound of like tuning across the dial, and then I would record all of that, and then I would do like vocal intros and say stuff and try to be absurd, and then I would play like, you know, I would bring in a song. Honestly, I really wish I could find all these old tapes, but anywho, I don't know why I got on that track here. Let me just start playing some more music, and hopefully we can get through all the music tonight. Here we go.
Try. She just looked at me and rolled them the big eyes.